Attorneys for Frye School near Jackson said she shouldn't be able to sue. They said she should have to go through an administrative process first. The U.S. Supreme Court says her family will need to demonstrate to a lower court that Frye needed the dog so she could be independent at school. The ACLU of Michigan represented Frye. Legal Director Michael Steinberg says this is a victory.
We believe the Supreme Court addressed exhaustion of administrative remedies the way it should have, and it's going to tear down barriers for kids with disabilities throughout the country.
Frye stopped going to the school soon after they prevented her from using Wonder. She's 13 years old now and goes to school in the Manchester School District. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.